Okay. Inshallah, we're going to get started now. Which microphone is which?
Is this the mic
or is this the mic? Which mic? I don't know which mic is which. Hold on, guys. Let me figure out this stuff. Okay, this is a microphone for this computer I'm using now. Let me put it right here. Hold on, guys. Just dropping it all over the place. Okay, let's switch to this one. This computer. Okay, inshallah, we're going to get started now in the Tawheed class. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. And today we're going to talk about a new topic. We're going to talk about the night of power and itikaf. Because believe it or not, guys, we are halfway through with Ramadan. Yes, we are. We are halfway through with Ramadan already. And so we need to understand the virtues of the last 10 days of Ramadan, and we need to understand what itikaf is, okay? And we've received many questions recently about the night of power. What is the night of power? And we've received many questions as well about itikaf itself. So what we're going to do for the next week is talk about the virtues of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. First of all, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to strive hard in worship during the last 10 days of Ramadan. He would strive harder during those last 10 days than any other days. And we have this from Aisha. May Allah be pleased with her. Aisha said that among the things that he would do during the last 10 days of Ramadan is seclude himself in the mosque looking for Layla al-Qadr, which is the night of power. Aisha said that when the last 10 days of Ramadan came, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would stay up at night and he would awaken his family and he would gird his loins. Okay? A lot of people ask the question, what does it mean to gird one loins? What this means is, this is a metaphor, okay, which means that the Prophet would prepare himself to worship, and he would strive hard in worship. It also means that he would keep away from the women, from his wives, and abstain from sexual relations. And instead, what he would do is spend those last 10 nights worshiping Allah, praying to Allah, asking Allah to forgive him for his sins, and etc. And when we talk about how the Prophet would stay up at night, what this means is he would stay awake and he would spend that night in prayer. He didn't spend that night watching TV, okay? He didn't spend that time at night talking on a telephone. He didn't spend that time sitting up with his companions, backbiting, slandering, or just indulging in other idle, useless talks. He would stay up worshiping Allah, praying to Allah. It is reported in another hadith by Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her. She said, I never saw the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, recite the entire Quran in one night, or spend a whole night in prayer, except in the month of Ramadan. Also, never did I ever see him fast an entire month, except the month of Ramadan. So again, this gives us insight into how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would spend his time during Ramadan. He would wake up his family. And what this means is he would go and wake up his wives and have them pray the night prayer with them, to pray Qiyam with him. He used to always wake his wives up to pray night prayer with him, but he especially did it during the month of Ramadan. It is reported in Sahih al-Bukhari that once the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam woke up, and he said, Subhana Allah, what tribulations have come down tonight? What treasures have come down tonight? Who will wake up the dwellers of the house? There may be women who are clothed in this world, but they will be naked in the hereafter. And then he got up and woke up all his wives. He had all his wives awakened from their apartments and had them all get up and pray. Okay? Because he had had a revelation. This is when he had had a revelation. He was allowed to look into the hellfire, and he saw that there were some women who will be naked in the hereafter. SubhanAllah. Okay? So thus, these hadiths here show us the importance that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam attached to worshiping Allah, especially during these last 10 nights of Ramadan. And remember, guys, I'm always trying to get you all to understand that we as Muslims should be following the example of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We're always looking for a hero. We're always looking for someone to be like. You don't have to look far for a hero. Your hero should be the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is his sunnah that all of us should be trying to pattern ourselves after. Okay? So if he would spend those last 10 days of Ramadan, and he's a prophet, he was a prophet of Allah, if he spent those last 10 days of Ramadan in prayer, in worship, and he was a prophet, then what does it have to say about us? Okay? If he would spend the nights, the last 10 nights of Ramadan, seeking Allah's forgiveness, and he was a prophet of Allah, incapable of committing sins like we commit, then what should that tell us about ourselves? Okay? So thus, the last 10 nights of Ramadan, when these 10 days come, we should follow his example and spend our time worshiping Allah. Among the unique virtues of those special 10 nights is the fact that there is one night amongst it which is greater than 1,000 nights, and that is Laylat al-Qadr, or the night of power. Allah speaks about this in the interpretation of the meaning. Allah says, we sent it, this Quran, down on a blessed night, the night of al-Qadr in the month of Ramadan. Verily, we are ever warning mankind that our torment will reach those who disbelieve in our oneness, of lordship, and in our oneness of worship. And therein, on that night, is decreed every matter of ordainment as a command from us. Verily, we are ever sending the messengers. So here Allah addresses us. He addresses to us this night, Laylat al-Qadr, this night of power. And this night of power, it lies somewhere within those last 10 nights of Ramadan. This is the night in which everything that will happen for the next year is recorded. A lot of people ask the question, what is the night of power? The night of power, it's the night in which everything that will occur for the next year is written down and shared with the angels. And we talked about that before when we talked about the meaning of Qadr and Qadr. Okay? This is also the night in which the Quran was sent down. Okay? Also, again, this is the night in which everyone who will live for the next year and be born is written. Whoever will die is written. Everything that will happen is written down. Every decreed matter. Who will live? Who will die? Who will be saved? Who will be doomed? Who will go to paradise? Who will go to hell? Who will be granted honor? Who will be humiliated? All of those things are written down on this night. So that is what the night of power is. That is what Laylat al-Qadr is. Now again, guys, we spent a month talking about the meaning of El Cotter. Everybody here needs to understand, Allah already knows who's going to die. Allah already knows who's going to be born, because remember, everything is already written in the preserved tablet. But on Layla El Qadr, Allah shares this knowledge with the angels. This is the night that He reveals to them what's going to happen for the next year, who's going to live and who's going to die. Remember, we talked about how the angels don't have knowledge of the outcome of our deeds. They may write down what we do daily, but they have no knowledge of the outcome of our deeds. Well, on the night of Qadr, the night of power, Allah shares that knowledge for the next year with the angels. And so thus, any person, any believing Muslim who stays up on this night becomes a person of honor. Anyone who stays up during the night of power, praying to Allah, asking Him to forgive them of their sins, they have elevated themselves to being a person of honor. Okay? The night of Qadr is also a night in which the earth is constricted. The earth becomes constricted by the great number of angels, because this is the night in which all the angels descend down from the heavens. And we talked about this last week when we discussed the angels. On the night of power, all the angels, including Jibril, they come down to earth on this night. And so thus, the earth becomes constricted by the great numbers of the angels. So that's why the night of Qadr, Qadr also means restriction. So this will explain to you guys briefly what the night of power is, because we've received many emails, and I noticed that some of the questions that you guys asked Sheikh Morsi yesterday and the day before were questions about the night of power too. And he called me and asked me to make sure that I explain to everybody here what the night of power is and the virtues of the last 10 days of Ramadan, and I assured him that that would be done, okay? Also, the night of power is not only the night in which all the things that will occur for the next year are revealed to the angels. It is not just the night in which all the angels descend down to earth, including Jibril, but it is also the night of forgiveness. The night of forgiveness. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Whoever stays up during the night of power out of faith and in the hope of earning reward, all of his past sins will be forgiven." Now, a lot of people come to us and they ask us, what can we do to be forgiven for our sins? Oh, I committed some sins that I feel so bad about now. I fornicated. I adulterated. I used to steal. I committed murder. I used to lie. I used to cheat. I used to eat pork. I used to go without praying. I used to go without fasting. Oh, what can I do to be forgiven for all my past sins? Well, Allah gives us many things we can do to seek His forgiveness. There's many ways we can seek forgiveness for all of our past sins. Well, this is one of those ways. This is another one of those ways. Anyone who stays up during the last 10 days of Ramadan, hoping to find the night of power, believing that if they find it, that they'll be rewarded, then Allah will forgive them for all their past sins. Now I want you guys to pay heed to what I just said. I just said again, anyone who stays up during those last 10 nights hoping to find it. Now, the reason why I say this is because there are some people who think that you have to actually find it. If you don't catch it, you miss it. Ah, that's the end of it. Nobody knows when the night of power is. And we're going to talk about that a little bit more in a few minutes. Nobody here can tell you when that night is. You cannot come here and say, Sheikh Morsi, is the night of power tomorrow? Or is the night of power on the 28th? I mean, the 27th? He cannot give an answer because only Allah knows. But for those of us who stay up during these last 10 nights, especially during the odd nights, hoping to find it, inshallah, you will receive the reward. You will receive the reward of catching it and being forgiven for your sins. And we're going to talk a little bit more in detail about that now in a few minutes. Again, we need to understand that Allah has made the night of power unique because it is the night in which the Quran was sent. Because this night is a blessing. It is the night in which the angels and the spirit, which is Jibril, descend. It is also a night of peace. And what we mean by that is the night of power. It is different from any other night. It is the night in which Shaitan himself cannot do any evil or cause any harm on this night. On this night, many people are saved from punishment because of what they do to worship Allah. Okay? So the night of power is also a night of peace. It is also the night in which Allah forgives the sins. Okay? So those are the things which make the night of power unique when compared to any other night of the year. So I hope everybody understands what this night is. I tried to cover it in every way briefly. Does everybody here now understand what Laylat al-Qadr or what the night of power is? Everybody understands what it is? Okay, so now we're going to move on to a little bit more about this night. A lot of people ask the question, well, when is it? It's during the last 10 days of Ramadan, but can we find out for sure which day it is? Well, again, like I just stated, nobody knows for sure when it is. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, seek the night of power in the last 10 days of Ramadan. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, look for the night of power in the odd numbered nights of the last 10 days. So what this means is we should seek it especially in the odd numbered nights, meaning the 21st, the 23rd, the 25th, the 27th, and the 29th night. We should especially look for it then. Okay? Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us it'll probably most likely be an odd number night. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, seek it in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, when there are 9 left, when there are 7 left, when there are 5 left. So again, this is another hadith that supports the fact that most likely it will be an odd number night. It'll be the odd number night of the last 10 nights. In another hadith, the Muslims, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had came out of his apartment to tell to the people, to announce to the people when Laylat al-Qadr was. But there were 2 Muslims who were arguing. And because of their arguing and their fighting with one another, the Prophet forgot which night Allah said it was. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came out and he said, I came out to tell you when the night of power was. But so and so were sitting here arguing. So Allah took that knowledge away from me. So now you have to look for it on your own and seek it on the odd numbered nights of the last 10 nights. So that's what happened, guys. So this is the proof that no one can tell you that they know for a fact. Because I'm going to tell you what happens every year. And you guys will see it here at the website, because we go through this every Ramadan. Just like we go through the people being confused about when Ramadan began, we go through this every Ramadan. You're going to find people joining here saying, I heard that tonight is Laylatul Qadr. You guys need to go and pray, because I know that tonight is Laylatul Qadr. My imam or my sheikh, my mufti, whatever, told me that tonight is Laylatul Qadr. Guys, again, this is the proof. No one knows when it is. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given knowledge of it, but Allah took that knowledge away. Okay? And that's why the Prophet tells us to look for it on the odd numbered nights, because no one knows when it is now. Okay? So you want to remember that. No one can tell you for sure when it is, but we can tell you it's during the last 10 nights of Ramadan, and most likely it will be an odd number night. Now, there are some people who come to us and tell us that they know for a fact it's on the 27th night, and they'll even go so far as to produce a bunch of weak or questionable hadiths to try to support what they're saying. Now, we need to understand something, guys, here. There is no proof anywhere from the Sharia. There's no proof anywhere from the laws of Sharia to substantiate these people's claims when they come to us telling us that they know it's the 27th. And another thing we need to think about, too, the night of Qadr changes each year. It changes each year, okay? So even if it were on the 27th in the time of Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, that doesn't mean that it falls on the 27th night in this year. Again, only Allah knows when it is. So again, we have to follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have to follow what he says, just like we have to follow what he says when it comes to when Ramadan begins. He says one Muslim who is trustworthy, reciting the moon is sufficient. Just like the Prophet said that, and we choose, and many people reject that. You have to follow what he says on this too. He said, look for it during the last 10 nights. Most likely it'll be an odd night, and that's it. So it doesn't matter what Sheikh so-and-so or what Saudi Arabia or anybody else tells you about when the night of power is, they don't know. Okay? Get that through your head. They don't know. And you're supposed to be following the sunnah of Muhammad ibn Abdullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not anyone else. So again, although nobody knows what night it'll fall on, we just know that it'll be during the last 10 nights, and we know that it'll most likely be an odd night. Although we have no knowledge of what night exactly, there are some signs which Allah has given us to try to help us to recognize when that night may have been. For example, one of the signs of the night of power is that the sun the next morning will have no visible rays. And another sign of the night of power is that that night is a night that is pleasant. It is neither hot nor cold. And the next morning when the sun rises, the sun has no visible rays. And that's based on the following hadith, whereas the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said Laylatul Qadr is a pleasant night, neither hot nor cold, and the following day the sun rises red and weak. So those are the signs that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us to help us to try to identify it. But again, the bottom line is, guys, you want to spend the last 10 days of Ramadan. You want to spend those last 10 nights worshiping Allah, praying to Allah, asking Allah to forgive you for your sin. You want to do more praying in those last 10 nights than ever, like the Prophet did, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He always prayed, he always sought forgiveness, but he didn't do as much praying as he did in those 10 nights just to ensure that he can get the reward of the night of power. And that's what we all need to do. It doesn't matter which night it is, because nobody can give you an exact answer as to which it is. Just follow what the Prophet said. Spend those last 10 nights worshiping Allah as much as you can, and especially on the odd number nights. Okay? So I'm going to stop right here for today, and then tomorrow we're going to talk about itikaf. Because also this is the time, the last 10 days of Ramadan, this is when the people go into itikaf or seclusion, which means they go to the mosque, isolate themselves to the mosque, and spend that time worshiping Allah and doing acts of remembrance of Allah. So we'll stop right here for today, and if you guys have any questions about anything, inshallah, go ahead and ask them.